This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Encore presentation of the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and on the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS and firefighters, to our police, to our hospital and ER room workers, to our 911 dispatchers, to our Customs and Border Patrol, also to our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, we appreciate each and every one of you, too. The over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the FedEx and the UPS drivers out there, and, of course, our bulk mail haulers out there, James and John and Felix. Appreciate all of you guys. And let's not forget our Amazon warehouse folks, as well as their trucking fleet that they have, called Prime Transport, with the big blue arrow pointing towards the front. And you'll see them out there delivering their packages all over the place. Also, the suicide jockeys. Nothing would get through without them delivering the fuel that they do, the diesel, the gasoline, the oil, and, of course, the jet fuel that they put out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. You go over to Facebook, and you'll find us as the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show on Facebook. Very simple, very easy. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And, of course, we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now from California, we've got the one and only, the formidable professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yeah, I like that, formidable. Okay, where are we here? All right, boys and girls, there we go. They didn't want to be quiet because it's so nice and warm out. Well, it is. It's, let's see here. It's 78 on one side of the building, and it's 77 on the other. So it dropped a degree or two, but it's still gorgeous.
Very nice. Well, we're holding steady at 58 degrees
this
morning.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
Well, here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words in there, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we teased this last hour, and I said we were going to mention it. The lawyers for Hunter Biden and his ex-wife, when he went through his divorce, were totally aware of the money coming in to Hunter from not only Ukraine, but also Romania. You aware of the amount that they were told was there?
Well, in terms of the Romania deal that's mentioned evidently in these emails, it's $120,000, I believe.
Well, the total amount of money that was mentioned had been given to this group, the Biden family, whatever you want to call them, was $10 million.
That's significant.
And the lawyers knew it, and for some reason they sat on it. I don't know why, unless they thought that there was going to be a better payoff down the line or something. You go through a divorce, and usually the woman wants all the money but she can get her hands on if it's not an amicable divorce, and I don't think this one was. Do you?
I don't believe it was amicable, no.
Yeah, because he got caught messing around with his brother's widow, and that wasn't very pretty.
Well, no, but I think, generally speaking, you know, the idea that there were these deals going down and there were these deposits being made, and there was, of course, also, we understand, Captain, I think, from some of the things from Hunter's laptop, the idea that he was not too happy that large percentages of money had to go to his father, evidently, the big guy, as it were.
Okay, so Elon Musk just named a new CEO to Twitter, correct?
That's right.
And she is a former NBC executive, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Quite a few people over Twitter don't like that.
Well, that's right. But a lot of people at Twitter don't like anything that Elon Musk has been doing.
All right. And also, we know that TikTok has been mentioned. With an executive that's been linked to them, saying that China already has access to the app data that they wanted to gather in the United States from individuals. TikTok.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. You know, they seem to want to just sort of hoover up, you know, there's an old expression, right, to hoover up everything and then have it on tap. You know, it not necessarily some specific thing, but they have everything.
All right, hold that thought. Here we go, folks, going to break, coming right back with more. The Captain's America Third Watch, a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I shall return.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Core presentation of the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
All right, thank you very much, Jeff. God bless America's right. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends out there in Washington State. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the manufacturers of Relief Factor and other fine health products out there. I've had some of their vitamin C tonight. I took some of their special vitamin C. They've got very reasonable, and again, same scenario. It works, so that's why I take it. And Relief Factor is a product that if you've got pain, swollenness, aches, things going on that the other stuff hasn't cut, or if you're taking something heavier, it's made you woozy and you don't want to be woozy anymore, then I've got an idea for you. I want you to go over to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and give that product a try for 3 weeks. It is $19.95. Has been for 12, 14 years that I've been taking it, whatever it is. And I've lost track of the time, but I've been taking it because it works. And you should be taking it, too, for the same reason. It's reasonable enough. It's affordable enough. I'll have some with me today when I'm over at the gun show in Sarasota. You'll be able to take a look at it, see what it is. And that is the 1995 bag that I'll have.
But again, if you want to get rid of pain and you want to have the peace of mind back to be able to function normally, go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And give the 3-week quick start a try. Because like Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, give it a try. You'll be glad you did. Well, you know, Mr. Kyle, we're sitting here. We're looking at the news. We're looking at all the stuff that Biden's got his nose in. And used to be, nobody could say anything bad about CNN on the left side of the aisle, correct?
That's right.
Well, beloved Joe made someone in his campaign made an attack against the CNN commentator who interviewed Donald Trump after the town hall. Caitlin Collins was her name. And this individual just attacked her, went up one side and down the other.
Well, yeah, we're hearing a lot of people on the left coming out against CNN. Anderson Cooper himself even said to the viewers he understands that people wouldn't want to watch the network anymore.
He apologized.
Yes, exactly. And he was saying, you know, Donald Trump basically can happen all over again. I mean, I think he really tipped it. He showed that they are absolutely terrified, Captain, that Donald Trump or the ideas that he's been talking about are going to overtake the left's campaign in this case. But then also you've got AOC talking about how CNN allowed the disinformation to go out over the airwaves and so forth. It's become a feeding frenzy.
Well, it may or may not go away. It won't go away quickly, I don't think. Do you?
No, and of course CNN's trying to find, for lack of a better expression, a new path. They invited Donald Trump to come on and do a town hall. I mean, what is the problem with that if he's a candidate? And now they're saying, well, you know, she couldn't fact check him fast enough because, as Anderson Cooper was saying, because he just keeps lying and lying and lying. And it's like, well, wait a minute. I mean, you guys weren't ready for any of this. You didn't have some kind of game plan. Or was it just that Donald Trump was able to turn on the Trump, basically, and just power through? It's CNN. If they're mad about how it went down, then that's their problem, I think.
Now, the liberal love and kindness continues. And mob justice has shown its ugly face again. In that the George Soros-backed DA by the name of Mr. Bragg, remember him?
Yes, that's right.
Has charged this United States Marine in the chokehold death of this protester, I guess he was a protester, but he was threatening the people around him, and people are starting to come forth now and saying, now, wait a minute, he did the right thing. So I've heard some political people and legal people say this will last 15 minutes, he'll be found not guilty, and away we go.
Well, from looking at the video, and Alvin Bragg has said that they've talked to the medical examiner, and they've watched the videos, and they've talked to witnesses, et cetera, et cetera. This is where they came up with the second-degree manslaughter charge. But, Captain, I think most people who would watch that video would certainly think that here you had good Samaritans trying to subdue someone on a subway that was frightening people and acting erratically, saying he didn't care if he died,
this
kind of thing. Pardon?
He threatened to kill them.
Well, exactly. So this was definitely a situation where people decided that action was necessary. I don't think that this ex-Marine, who served his country honorably, by the way, and was honorably discharged and everything, that he had some kind of a thought that, you know, I'm going to murder somebody today on the subway. None of that tracks. And it's an unfortunate thing, of course, that this tragedy occurred. But I don't think that there was an intent there, at least from what I can tell. And I think the evidence and the facts are going to bear that out in this case. But Alvin Bragg wants to jump on this. It's been completely racialized, unfortunately, and people have protested from what is a tragic situation and not a race situation.
Well, everything you said is true, and we'll just have to sit back and watch and see what transpires. But it's just a shame it got this far again.
Well, certainly. And, you know, you have people, as the mayor was saying, there are other Jordans out there. He's talked to them. He's interacted with them and so forth. Well, that's an issue, of course, of people who might have a mental illness or have need of some other kind of help, that they are walking around the streets of the city. They are on the subway. And there could be another kind of incident. Uh-huh. So we all obviously have to be working towards quelling that kind of thing.
Do you know who Smokey Robinson is?
Yeah, Smokey Robinson, sure. Yeah.
The singer.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said this week?
I did not.
Smokey Robinson, the legendary singer from Detroit and the Motown sound, said, and I quote, "I don't want to be called African American. I want to be called an American American."
Well, that's very interesting. And, of course, Smokey Robinson comes from a different generation, right, an older generation. And Smokey Robinson certainly became popular and was a huge success in this country, even during a time when people might say they look back and say, well, race relations weren't as good or there wasn't enough as much civil rights, this kind of thing. And I would agree. Smokey Robinson's an American. And it would to God, Captain, that we were able to go to a time or to a feeling where we could all be Americans, regardless of our skin color,
yeah,
and interact with one another and celebrate
and
one another.
Got a question for you.
Sure.
If you're a big box store like Target, and you get hit up to 10 times a day with theft, and some of the thefts amount to about $1,000, how can you stay in business if you're in San Francisco?
Well, you can't. In fact, the Target store in San Francisco, it's near Union Square. One of the workers there says they're being shoplifted about every 10 minutes. And get this, Captain, they're also saying that you can stand there and watch individuals actively, quote, shoveling, unquote, goods into bags before they leave the store. Yeah, you can't stay in business. We have all kinds of businesses leaving San Francisco because of that.
And they cannot touch them.
Right.
All right. Hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Fair and Watch, bottom of the hour. The stations get a chance to ID themselves and all that good stuff.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says there's been a dramatic drop in Border Patrol encounters since Title 42 ended last week, but he said it's too early to say the expected surge has peaked. The new chair of the National Economic Council says preventing default is a basic responsibility of Congress. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Leo Brainard noted that Congress has prevented default 78 times in a row, and the Biden administration expects lawmakers to, quote, do what is necessary to prevent default again. Biden is expected to meet with congressional leaders on Tuesday, CNN reports. Ukrainian President Zelensky says an upcoming military counteroffensive is aimed at freeing occupied territory in his nation. Speaking in Berlin on Sunday, Zelensky said, quote, we don't attack Russian territory. We liberate our own legitimate territory. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha they are. And I was there last week for my procedure. I'll be going back again Monday for another one. And it's moving along. Hopefully they'll be able to get this corrected. There may have to be some surgical
corrections to be made. But that's okay. That's okay. I mean, at least they know what the problem is and they know what they need to do. So, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care is the place to go. Check them out. St. Pete, Florida, 38th and 66th. You'll be glad you did. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All righty, let's go back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Professor Kyle Warren.
Hello, Captain.
Hello to you. You know, just when you thought you had the world situation figured out, and Donald Trump calling Ron DeSantis names, guess what he did for Florida again yesterday?
What's that?
He signed a bill barring credit card companies from tracking gun sales sold in Florida.
Very interesting. Now, doesn't that counteract, I think, a federal statute at this point?
Doesn't matter. We're talking Florida.
Right,
states,
right.
States' rights. States' rights.
Well, exactly. Yeah, because the idea, of course, part of this thing, too, is to try to get credit card companies to simply not accept payments from gun dealers, for example. That's,
right.
That's something people have tried to get to happen.
Right, and that's not going to happen. Now, he also did something else. He enacted a strict law to prevent the hiring of illegal immigrants, something that has happened a lot, not only in our state, but in your state, because of one particular crop or one particular end of the crops that need to be harvested, and that's agriculture. Oranges are picked by hand. Tomatoes are picked by hand. Cucumbers are picked by hand for the most part. And apples, peaches, pears, cherries for the most part. But they also have the processed stuff that they go around and they automatically dig up with a tractor and the device that they have that they pull and then throws it into a hopper they pull beside it.
Right, right.
So, he signed this law, and this law is the toughest anti-illegal immigration bill in recent history anywhere in the country. It contains wide-ranging measures. The bill will have the most impact on Florida's workforce. Now, this is effective July 1st, and it requires companies with over 25 employees to use the federal E-Verify system, which will check the applicant's work history and where they're from and what they've been doing, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that's a good idea.
Well, of course, that's the whole idea, is that make sure that you're not hiring someone who's come to the country illegally. But, of course, Captain, the Democrat Party elite want nothing more than for people to come to this country illegally. You mentioned about Governor DeSantis. Well, I think that there's, and just recently, in the start of hour number one, we were talking about California and its quote-unquote revised budget, right?
Right, right.
And the huge gap that's there. And that will affect Gavin Newsom and his ability to run for president, I think. But Gavin Newsom had recently been out there touting the successes of California, especially in contrast to Governor DeSantis in Florida. Well, if you really look at it, you know, the California model is really the kind of the model that the Democrats really want across the nation. Monoparty, one-party rule, this kind of thing. But if you look at it and say, well, your choices could be, you could be more like Florida or you could be more like California, most Americans will want to have the effective kind of things that are happening in Florida to be more like all across America. So it really will be a tale of two cities, and people will choose, I think, success over abject failure.
I would think so, but that's just me.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've got a bunch of pilots that have voted to go on strike, the latest being Southwest Airlines.
And they were set up in the airport with a little picket line, but they weren't blocking anybody or anything like that. They were just notifying people that they had voted to go out on strike. Now, this also affects several other of the major carriers. American is involved in this. And we're not hearing a lot of chatter, per se, yet. But we are hearing that they want more money for the risk that they're taking. Whether or not they're going to get it, I don't know.
Well, and they want raises that I think they haven't gotten yet for a while. But you're right. They have voted that they can go on strike. We've seen some pilots actually picketing already. They're not on strike, technically, but they could be in mass very, very soon if it doesn't go there, if they don't make progress, basically. And that could really snarl, obviously, air travel as we start to hit into the summertime travel season.
Well, the Southwest Union president encouraged passengers to book while other carriers try to avoid disruptions. And he didn't even mention his own company was going to be one of them, which is kind of ironic because they are.
Yes, well, it all remains to be seen. I mean, it's not good for anybody. It'll make customers mad, that's for sure. So maybe the pilots believe that they'll have some leverage in that regard. So, you know, hopefully we'll see some kind of a deal made. But, of course, Captain, if you were to snarl and almost shut down air travel, is that another kind of situation where we saw back in the Reagan years? Where you had the air traffic controllers union, and here came Reagan, and he busted the union because you couldn't have the airplanes on the ground everywhere.
Well, it could. It could be that way, but we don't know.
Yeah, it remains to be seen.
So, with all that being said, when are you going to start flying a plane?
Well, I would love to. And by the way, you know, I've known some pilots, and I've actually known some air traffic controllers. They're really good people, and they work very hard. They have a very, very, very difficult job. There's no doubt about that.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? All right. And speaking of which, folks, I'd like to remind everybody that coming up next week at Mission Barbecue, they will have Armed Forces Week. Where on Monday they feed the Army, Tuesday they feed the Marines, Wednesday they feed the Navy, Thursday the Air Force and Space Force, and of course on Friday it'll be the Coast Guard. In the meantime, they have one bonus day, and that one day will be whenever you want to take it, and that'll be for the military that are coming in from down below. In particular, I can't wait to see how this all plays out because this has become extremely popular, as you might well expect, right?
Well, certainly, yeah. It's doing a great service, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And a thank you.
Thank you is right. And we were there. See, I've been in I've been into the pilots twice this week, and I've been into the Southwest. And the dining table this week, and I've also been to American Airlines where the pilots go. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For a presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Kyle's question time. Who is that playing that guitar?
Well, you got Joe Bonamassa singing there. I don't know. Was he's the guitarist, but was he playing like with Clapton or something as well?
Clapton was playing the guitar and singing, and that's him playing right there. That's his solo.
All right. Very cool.
Yep, yep. And they are getting with the program. They sure as heck are. And, of course, Partners on Up the Road was the name of that one. Partners on Up the Road. All right, well, Mr. Kyle, take it away out west. Tell us about all that heat.
Well, that's right, Captain. We definitely got the heat index going up, especially if you're in the Seattle area, going on down through Portland, down through Medford, Oregon, there in southern Oregon, and down into parts of northern California. They're just north of Redding. We've got heat advisories, maybe up to 99 degrees there in the Oregon area, up to the 90s, mid-90s or so if you're up in the Seattle area and up to the Canadian border as we go through this weekend. So do be careful of that. Similar story, heat advisory in California's Central Valley. We've got heat going up Interstate 5 from the Bakersfield area on up towards a little south of Stockton. Also, Highway 99 up through Fresno, up to Merced. You definitely have that heat advisory. Again, you could get temperatures up to about 99 degrees. We also have a high wind warning around Albuquerque, New Mexico as we head into the weekend. We don't really have any rain on the map, but those storms, Captain, they're that's what you're getting ready to talk about here. That's where we're seeing a lot of the stuff happening as we go into this to this weekend.
Yes, it is, and we are going to talk about the storms. We're going to start out, let's see here. We got some flooding now that's starting to show up in the southwestern corner of South Dakota. Got some flooding showing up in the central part of Nebraska. Got some flooding showing up in Kansas in the southeastern corner there. And we also have over in Oklahoma, that same area. All right, well, they've got the flash flood advisories from Tulsa and Oklahoma City and on down towards Wichita Falls and down towards the Texas state line on I-35. It's to the west of Fort Worth. It's over by Wichita Falls, and there's quite an area there where they got quite a bit of flooding going on right now. You're going to have to be extremely careful because it's got rain, heavy rain, flooding. You can't see, okay, some of this on the two lane when you get out there on the two lane until you actually drive into it. So unless the DPW has been out there and put up their signs, you know, low high water or something like that, if you find that low water and you hit it, slow down and remember, turn around, don't drown. If you can't figure out how deep that is, don't go driving through it. You could become a statistic, and we wouldn't want to have that going on. Now, moving on down, San Antonio, down towards Laredo, rain, flash flood watches and warnings all the way down through there, especially to Laredo, especially to Laredo. Brownsville flooding down there, all the way up the coast to just south of Houston now, because the rain is starting to move a little bit, and we do have some fog mixed up with this now over in that area. We also have got some fog up in the northwestern corner of Mississippi, up there along the river, and you've got some that comes out of New Orleans, goes over towards Pascagoula, Mississippi. You've got a big patch of fog, dense fog, in the central part of Georgia to encompass all of Atlanta right now. So be advised about that. And then moving over to the East Coast, we've got some fog jumping around over there around Baltimore, on down to D.C., on down to Richmond, on down to Norfolk, Virginia. So there's some fog bouncing around down there. Be advised about that. And you'll also have some fog tonight if you're going up to Cape Cod in and around that area. So that's what we're looking like with the fog and with the drizzle and with the rain. And it becomes what it becomes, Kyle, a mess for the weekend, right?
It certainly does. Yeah, you got to be careful out there this weekend.
Okay, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And you're featured on a lot of different places. This show, of course, they can always go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and pick up your latest podcast over there. Also, we've got you and company featured at some other places. Tell us about where we might be able to hear you.
Well, that's right, Captain. Just go to KyleWarrenShow.com. We've got links there. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, also on Google Podcasts as well. It's real easy to hear the show, and we invite you to go there to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All righty. We will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, and stay cool.
Thank you, Captain. You too.
Yeah, and the reason I said stay cool, everybody, is because he's out there where the temperature's in the 90s, just like we're getting down here where we're at. But we had some temperatures yesterday up in Washington State, of all places, that were approaching 100 degrees. Washington State. That's just plain not nice to do that to those people there. All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is going on in the world in which we live? Every time I turn around, there's something else going on. You get something figured out, and boom, here we go again. For example, the money. Well, it was $1 million that was given to the Bidens, and that was what was taken care of, and we have an eye on that. Yeah, turns out it was $10
million. Are you talking about from the Romanian fellow?
I am.
I think, if I have this right, I think I have pinned down who he is, and he's a criminal himself.
Right.
Yeah. And it looks like to me, I keep asking the question where or who continue to introduce and open the doors for Hunter Biden with all of these leaders and these countries or and these companies,
right,
and companies, and it looks like we have a Serbian that is the key person. I won't say who it is because I can't prove it yet, but yeah, I mean, because Hunter wouldn't come up with all this stuff on his own. You see what I'm saying? I mean, somebody had to help him.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether it was somebody in his father's office when he was vice president. I don't know if it was somebody at the State Department, but I think I'm getting closer.
We will soon know because it's going to come out. All right, hold that thought, folks. I'll be back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Again, her website is very simply FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check it out. See all the great things she has to offer, and you'll be a happy camper in doing so. Be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.